Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. A reading from the Holy Gospel of John. Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed." Nicodemus, one of their members who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he's doing?" They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Then each went to his house. I remember listening to a talk from a good friend and theologian, and he said, you know, the love of God, the presence of God in this world is not perfect, or at least doesn't appear perfect. I remember being really struck by that and kind of frustrated by it. And I said, what do you mean? And he pointed to the cross, a bloody, broken Jesus. This is what God's love looks like in the world. This is what God looks like in the world. As I was reading through this passage, reflecting on it, I just had these thoughts of how many people I've heard over the years ask me questions as I lead different camps and conferences and such. And young people often wonder, like, if God loves us, if God is such a good God, why does he allow these things to happen? I don't want to believe in God. Could you believe that God would do such a thing? And they have this lacking in their understanding of who God is. I struggled with that too in high school before, as I was wrestling with my own conversion. God, if you're real, then why is this so broken? So this line in the gospel says, so a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Because of Jesus, a division occurred. Right? This is the reality of God, is that God's plan involves suffering and brokenness. Flesh to be torn. This is the reality that we strive to enter into in Lent. Is this reality of ripped flesh? But I love this subtle line at the end of that verse. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. I think one of the most profound mysteries of God is that he sends his son flesh torn, but God remains perfect. How can this be? I'm encouraged today by this passage, though, to find hope in the things that are torn in my life. to consider all the different ways that I feel like God has been lacking, or that God has let me down, or that God isn't providing. And even though it may seem torn, it may seem broken, no one lays a hand on him. God remains God. How beautiful it is to have such a mystery to enter into. But I pray that our eyes and our hearts would be open to understand the full reality of who God is, and not be limited in the ways that he can work in our lives, that we might allow him to enter into the things that are torn in our own lives and entrust it all to him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we know your plan for us is above anything that we could have ever imagined. We know that we lack a full understanding of who you are and the way that you desire to work in our lives and in this world. Lord, help us to submit the realities of our life that are torn, broken, and bruised to you. Allow you to bring them to perfection. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.